Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning, thanks for joining us. How many people have a film inside of themselves that they want to create? Well, this is your opportunity. From today, moving on until August the 4th, the Carolina Film Community is seeking original short films for their annual film contest, Made in the Carolinas. All right, so we have the founder of the Carolina Film Community. It is Julie Evans. Good morning, Julie.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on again.
Well, you know what? It's all about creativity. It always has been for us filmmakers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think just there's so many creatives out there, and I love how many outlets there are. And for me, specifically, it's film, and I love every year getting to see who's out there in the Carolinas and what they come up with.
Are you surprised every year at who pops up and produces films?
I am. You know, we have the people that do it every year, and they always surprise you because they manage to always come up with something amazing, maybe even more amazing every year. But it seems like every year we get somebody that I wasn't expecting or that I didn't know about, or even a first-timer that just blows me away. So I'm always so impressed with the artists that we have out there that we've never seen before.
And I'm impressed that this is a nonprofit. This is an organization that's, gosh, you guys have been around for what, 10 years?
11 years, yeah, this year.
Wow. Okay, a female filmmaker. We won't rant about how hard it is because it is getting easier because people are a little more open-minded to the fact that women have creativity too. We basically invented creativity.
Yeah, and I love that part of just artists in general. I'm a big believer that, you know, we all have so much inside us, and, you know, I have a daughter and two daughters, and I love the idea that we tell them, you know, you are just as good as anybody else. You're not better than a guy, or a guy's not better than you. You're better because of who you are, not because of your gender or not because of anything else. And so I feel the same way about filmmakers. You know, you may be a female filmmaker, but ultimately you're a filmmaker, and you're good because of who you are, not anything else. And so I really like seeing what our filmmakers just as a whole come out with.
Okay, so tell our audience about you. How long have you been making films? I know the nonprofit's been around for 11 years, but you've been producing films. And what agency or what platform or what outlet do you always submit your films to?
So I started off trying to be an actress. I guess like a lot of people, I just thought I would want to be a star. And it didn't, you know, it just didn't tickle my fancy. I didn't love it. So I met a lot of people, though, that I really did love. In trying to do that, and I ended up meeting a really wonderful casting director named Marty Sue and working with her full time. And as I worked with her, I fell in love with this game in that part of the business, just in the casting part and just the making of the film, not necessarily being in front of the camera. And so I've been in casting about 15 years. I started producing films about 9 years ago. So I helped produce to short films, and I submit them to festivals around the country, and I love that part of it. I really like the idea of being able to make something and just create something on my own, or help other people, my friends and people in the industry, to be able to create their visions and get those things out and get them into festivals and that sort of thing.
Folks can submit their films to the Carolina Film Community by August the 4th, and screening will take place September the 15th. So give us the prerequisite. What does our film have to be about? Are there any parameters? Are there any limits? Is there time constraints involved?
There are. Every year we try to do it a little differently, and this is the 11th year for us. So we are getting, you know, I say every year, oh my gosh, I'm running out of ideas. And my husband's like, no, they're not. Stop saying that. So this year it's called Made in Carolina's Tell a Vision, to sort of a little play on words. The idea was 2020 and vision and that kind of thing. So it's Made in Carolina's 2020 television. It has to be shot in either North Carolina or South Carolina. They have to choose a genre. So it's either horror or thriller, drama, comedy or dark comedy, or documentary. They all have to have a prop of an eyeglass or eyeglasses. And they have to include the line, I see what you're doing here. And they cannot be any longer than 4 minutes, and that does not include the credits. So those are basically the parameters, and there's, you know, the more technical stuff, and all those rules are on our website as well at CarolinaFilmCommunity.com. But yeah, get all that done, turn in by August 4th. Still plenty of time. If you're a filmmaker, August 4th is still plenty of weeks away to put a trailer for a week film. So I love that you're talking to me and getting this word out there, because I don't like to see what people send back to me.
Ooh, 4 minutes long. Okay, go over that list again. So it has to be 4 minutes long. You have to have eyeglasses in one of the scenes, and you have to say the words, "I see what you're doing." And then there was one more, right?
You just have to pick a genre, one of the four genres, which is horror, thriller, drama, comedy, dark comedy, or documentary.
Got it. Got it. So those kind of, I mean, each of us have a little dark comedy inside of us, right?
I think so. Yeah, I have a little too much, I think.
So when, kind of go through those again, especially the dark comedy, because a lot of people in the film industry understand that, they know it, they eat it, they breathe it. But what makes a good dark comedy?
Man, from my perspective, I know everyone probably has a different take on it. From my perspective, it's something you might be a little embarrassed to say in a crowd, but people are probably still going to laugh at it. A little dark, a little twisted, but it's still funny. You know, it might be embarrassed to laugh, but they're still going to laugh. That's kind of how I look at dark comedy. It's a little edgy, but still funny. And that's my interpretation of dark comedy. I know everybody may have their own, but my interpretation.
And, you know, what you said, the key words for dark comedy, and that's going to be a twisted humor. Just twisted humor.
Yes, twisted humor. That's a good way to say it.
So can it be any cussing, any profanity?
It can. Our fantasy said on the website, we would like to be PG-13 and under. We don't want any kind of nudity, any adult misborn, nothing like that. You know, PG-13 and under, irrespective of the fact that there may be children in the audience and that kind of thing. And if you do something that you feel like the child might be uncomfortable with, you know, let us know that as well so we can announce that to the audience before we share it, before we stream it.
Got it. Perfect. So everyone right now can go to CarolinaFilmCommunity.com, and they have all the rules there, and you have to get this film ready to go, right? Right now you need to be shooting it. August 4th is your deadline, and they're just going to turn that information in, I guess, through a Hightail.com or a portal that can carry 4 minutes of video. So what's the perfect way to get that film to you? I know we can email it to you at julie@carolinafilmcommunity.com, but what's the best way to get it to you? Because I know you're not doing a lot of in-person situations right now.
We're not. You can email it to me. You can send it to me like Dropbox or WeTransfer or any of those formats. And those things, you can try to send it to me in store if you want to see that. I will be at Dilworth Neighborhood Grill on August 4th. I'll stay there until midnight, from 7 until midnight. If you want to physically drop off a copy, a digital copy, I'll be there to collect your copies as well. So that's an easy way to do as well.
Let's talk some women into producing some films, okay? Let's just go after some of these women. We're sitting at home, it's COVID, and our imagination wants to run wild, and this is the perfect opportunity.
Oh, yeah. This is a great, I mean, I can't imagine the stuff happening right now that would make a great film. I guess I can't imagine it, because I'm also sitting out making crazy stuff. I make jokes every day about the new craziness that comes up. So, yeah, there's so much stuff right now that we could be making films about, and we have extra time on our hands. So right now is the perfect time to be doing that.
So do we need a full team? I know you don't have you have to do this and you have to shoot it this way and you have to have so many people on your team. But I've even seen one person film productions where they're the actor and they're shooting it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It comes down to the filmmaker and what they're comfortable with. I know some people, they want that big team because they enjoy sharing that experience with a lot of people. But I know there are people that have made it just them with an iPhone that they set up a little tripod and they've done the entire thing themselves. And they've actually won the contest that way. So, you know, it comes down to who you are as a filmmaker, what you feel like you can pull off. There's so many different ways, and that's the great part of being an artist, you know, is there's so many avenues to take in order to do that. So you don't necessarily need a big team. I don't discourage that. I personally really like having a team because I like in that experience, but I think it's completely open.
Got it. All right. We're talking to the founder of Carolina Film Community. It's Julie Emmons. She's been doing this nonprofit, awesome organization for 11 years, and they're doing a little play on words. Instead of television, like we normally spell it out, it's tell a vision. I love that. Give us some encouragement. Just get that iPhone out. iPhones are amazing. I know we never say Android, do we? Get that iPhone out. Get some good lighting, because lighting is key when you are filming, and so is sound.
Yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. So, I mean, just to encourage all of you, even if you are not what you would consider a filmmaker, every person out there has a story in them. Get your iPhone, probably not your Android, but maybe. Get your iPhone. Go outside. It's beautiful outside right now. Go outside. Use your natural light. Sound is absolutely important. If we can't hear you, we can't hear your story. So, you know, make sure that we can hear you. And get out there and tell your story. Tell your vision, I guess I'd say. And just, you know, bring it to life. Bring it to me so I can show everybody. And then, you know, we'll screen it on the 15th, and we're excited about that, and we can't wait to award those filmmakers that are winning on the 15th.
And speaking of awarding, I know when you did your 10-year anniversary, you were giving away money. Tell us what we win, and tell me how many people can place in the Tell a Vision opportunity that you have for us until August the 4th.
Okay, so what we're doing this year is a little different, obviously, because of COVID. We're still going to try very hard to have a live event in September 15th, and we're working towards that. But instead of just having a straight live event, we are going to try to have what we're calling a hybrid event. So at our live event, we're also going to be doing a virtual event. So those people that are not feeling comfortable coming out to, you know, to be in a live public event will be able to join us virtually and be able to be a part of seeing the red carpet and interacting with us there and watching the films with us, seeing the people that win. So we're going to try very hard to pull that off. We've never done it before. Fingers crossed that that works. And this year we are going to be offering cash prizes for best film, the best overall film, the best student film, the best director, best actor, best writer, best cinematographer, the best ensemble cast, and the best original score. So we've got a few different new categories, which should be really fun to see what people come together with to make that happen. And, you know, the cash awards, they all depend on donations from the community. Unfortunately, I am not able to give out the amounts for that until we do get our donations in, but hopefully we'll have a good amount of support from the community.
Ooh, so this is a good 501c3, you guys, to donate to, and we can donate online, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a donate section on our website, and we would, you know, be very happy to take your donations. Everyone that works with Carolina Film Community is a volunteer, so any donations that come in go right back into our community. A lot of this right now goes back into our cash award to our filmmakers.
Got it. Perfect. This is a great nonprofit. The organization is so worthy. Julie is the founder of the Carolina Film Community. We can go to carolinafilmcommunity.com. But you have a passion for this Charlotte community and surrounding counties. So this is one to be associated with. You can become a member of. I think you can still become a member of, right, Julie?
Yes, you definitely can. And, you know, as of now, we're obviously not having our regular meetings in person. We are doing virtual meetings as of now. We're hoping and assuming that things will change and we'll be able to get back to that, you know, when we can. But, yeah, absolutely. You can become a member. You can keep up with us virtually on our social media and that kind of thing as well.
Awesome sauce. All right, go right now. It's CarolinaFilmCommunity.com. CarolinaFilmCommunity.com. Julie Emmons, you keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Thank you so much.
This is Natalie. I know you've been wondering who this voice is. I have a face for radio, and I'm the voice of the Francine Marie Show.
Oh, dear.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.